Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to yet another episode of New You City Chat. I am Danielle Mercurio, your host for this evening. And as always, I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you're listening. I'm so glad that you are with me, that you are taking the time out of your daily life, out of the hectic routine, out of this new busy holiday season that we're in right now to take a breath, to learn something new, to gain some insight, to redirect your focus, or maybe you don't even know why you're listening, and we'll find out. Maybe the answers will come to you after the show, and that's a gift right there, right? So for those of you that have not listened to the show before, again, my name is Danielle Mercurio. I'm a lifestyle coach and intuitive guide here in New York City. I like to work with what I call my spiritually curious urban dweller. So for those of you that may live in a city and you haven't quite found your fit yet, or you're not really sure why you're here and you're trying to figure out your purpose among it all, if you are more interested in more of the spiritual tools such as meditation or astrology, I bring all those things together to give you a new platform and to have some fun with it all, because, you know, spirituality and meditation, sometimes we get stuck in our head that it has to be this big all or nothing thing, or there has to be, you know, just these certain rules or requirements or setups. And really what it comes down to is just being present in the moment and being really open to receive, being really open to look at things in a new way, to try something that's fun, and to learn how to work with yourself in a way that maybe you hadn't before. And that's really what a lot of tonight is going to be about in our show. I'm bringing on a really amazing guest, and we're just going to really get into this whole idea of how you can be more in tune with yourself, and in turn, more in tune with the world, more in tune with what you want, more in tune with your lover, your family, your friends, so that you can actually really start to enjoy this ride that you're freaking out so much about, right? Like, we always seem to get so caught up in what we want the most that we let it stress us out to the point that we forget why we're doing it in the first place, what brought us on this journey, what brought us to this new place. And we lose sight of where we've come. We lose sight of what it is that we want. And it's time to start to shift back into this space of why we're here, what we enjoy most about life, and how we can maximize it, how we can start to use it to our benefit as opposed to what everyone else thinks, always wondering if we're doing things in alignment to what everyone else thinks, and start to be more in alignment with yourself and then relating it to the outside world. So that's my little deal on that. So, and of course, the show is not just about me, not just about our guests, but it's about you clearly. And we'd love for you to participate as well. I see the chat room is filling up, which is awesome. If you're listening via your computer, if you actually scroll down, I believe on the main page, you'll see a chat room and you can log in. It's completely anonymous if you choose. You don't need to put your name on there. And you can feel free to ask questions throughout the show. You can add any comments. There is nothing that you could say that you should be embarrassed about. If you have a question, most of the time it's one that other people have in their heads as well, and they're secretly thanking you for being the one to ask it. So feel free to use the chat room for that reason. Or you can call in, and the number to call in is 646-716-9397. And what you're going to do is you're going to hit 1. That's going to let me and my host know, or me and my guest rather, know that you want to talk to us or you have something on your mind, and we would love to, you know, talk things out with you further. And we'll open up the lines a little bit later in the show. So again, if you want to talk, hit 1, be patient, and you will be answered in due time. So a little bit more about tonight's show. The title is, finding out what the true meaning of the holidays is, finding out that the true gift is actually the present, which is actually you, yourself, in the moment. I remember when I first got into this idea of meditation, and when I first sat down for the first time, what was really, you know, resonant with me, was really still fixed with me today, it was the first time I felt my body, my mind, and my being all at once. It all came together in a really synchronous synchronous way. And it was truly profound. And I still to this day will never forget that moment because it gave me such a new insight. It gave me such a new way of being, of existing that I never had before. And with that awareness, it helped me to deal with my stressful moments. It helped me get out of my head when I was so freaked out or so worked up over a situation and realizing that I could just come back down. I could come back to center and I could find that place where I was truly aligned with my mind, body, and spirit. And so ever since, it's been a tool that I've carried with me for about 5+ years now and something I'm truly grateful for. And along the way, I found people that are just jazzed up about meditation, have made it part of their craft and made it part of their career even, and have just really explored and dived into it in such a way so that we can enhance much further. And what better time to start to learn more about meditation, to start to work with your breath, to start to slow down than the holidays. I mean, the holidays are such an amazing time, right? No matter what your religion or what you celebrate, whatever it may be, there's so much more magic in the air. There's so much more joy. It's that time of miracles. It's that time of giving. And it's that time to receive as well and be thankful for everything that you have. And with that, it also, though, can be very stressful because there's a lot of pressure to set up the perfect tree, to have people over and your house being perfect. There's all this extra stuff going on. And in addition to all this, doesn't mean that your everyday life slows down. You still have to go to work, pick up your kids, take them to soccer practice, you know, make dinner, do the laundry, find time to meet up with your friends. If you're single, find time to date. If you're dating, find time to be with each other. You still have all of these things on your plate, paying the bills, all the daily stresses. And then in addition to it, you're adding all of this new extracurricular activities such as holiday parties, shopping, cleaning that you hadn't before. And it can feel like a lot. You can feel really overwhelmed. You can feel really stressed out. And you can just feel like you're going to break at any moment because you can't literally suck anything more into your life than you are in that moment. And so tonight I'm really excited to bring on our amazing guest who's going to really help us break down more about what meditation is, how it can work for you, and how you can factor it in even when you feel like there is nothing else that you can fit on your plate right now. You're like, Danielle, like, I don't know what you're talking about. I am so filled to the brim. I have no time on my schedule. How am I supposed to add meditation? How is that really going to help me? We're going to show you. We're going to let you know that there is a way that by actually clearing the space to just be still, in turn, you actually clear space from your mind. You clear the stress from your body, and you give your spirit more room to just be happy and joyous. And you're not going to nitpick on some of the things that you have been, and you're going to learn more satisfying ways to kind of work through the situations and find solutions and move forward and just be present. Okay, enough of me talking. I'm really excited to introduce our guest tonight, and it is the delightful Allie Katz. I met her in September at the Spirit Junkie Mastermind class I was a part of, and she is just, she's a gem. She really is. She is such a sweetheart. I just feel like even before we met in person, I definitely connected with her. She has a great sense of style, and she's just really fun and really open to so much that life has to offer, and I just think it's such a beautiful thing and a beautiful gift. And when I got to learn more about what it is that she does, it just clearly made sense to have her come on the show and share her gifts to all of you. So a little bit more about Allie. Allie Katz is a meditation teacher, a mom of her 2 precious boys and 2 adorable pups, a runner, a yogi, a t-shirt designer, author, and public speaker. Her goals are to help adults and teens understand the benefits of meditation and mindfulness and how to incorporate them into their daily lives. Allie's mission is to bring her passion for meditation to the masses, one student at a time, in a very relatable way. Allie teaches in Houston and also via Skype and covers the techniques to get started, as well as provides inspiration and the tools to deepen your practice. Meditation changed her life. Now she expertly guides others to change their lives as well. And after the show, you can go to her website, azenmeditation.com, for more on Allie. So Allie, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thank you for that amazing introduction. And I'm so happy to be here and be a part of your show. And I also feel so connected to you through the Spirit Junkie class and just getting to know each other and having such an appreciation for what you do. And being a client and a friend, and I'm happy to be here.
Woohoo! I love it. And for those of you that don't know what Spirit Junkie means, it's a mastermind class based on the book and kind of the avatar that Gabby Bernstein created. And she's definitely a thought and spiritual leader in that realm. So that's kind of where all that came today. Okay. So let's get into a little bit more about you and what brought you into this world of meditation. Was it something that you've always had in your life, or was there a certain breakthrough that came to be that brought you on this journey?
Well, it's really funny. I say the universe hit me over the head with spirituality, because I had event after event point me in the direction of having my first spiritual reading with a medium, which is something that I had never really thought about doing, was never on my radar. I'd never meditated. I'd never really been in the spiritual world in any way, but I kept getting all these signs. And I finally thought to myself, okay, I don't know what I've missed in my life so far, but I can't miss the fact that I'm supposed to have this reading. And so I did. And while I was waiting for the reading, I had to wait about 6 months. And I started reading books and sort of getting more information about meditation, because this medium talked a lot about meditation. And so it was kind of on my radar, but I just sort of dabbled a little, tried a few times, but nothing serious, no committed practice or anything. And then I had my reading, and it was an amazing experience, and it really sort of set me on my course for meditation. And I started meditating consistently every single day. And what shocked me was, although I had come to meditation from a very spiritual place, there were so many practical benefits that I was noticing, and things that were happening to my body, my mind, my spirit, everything. I mean, crazy things like so many things, more patience, more productivity. I was finally sleeping. I hadn't slept without medication for a really long time. I had tons of anxiety that just lived in my chest, which after about 6 weeks of consistent meditation every day, it just dissipated and it never came back. So just more patience with my kids, more gratitude, just amazing things that were coming into my life. And once this kind of went on for a while and I was seeing more and more changes within myself, I just thought to myself, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. I'm becoming a different person. I'm so much more self-aware. I'm learning about myself. I feel like I'm finally getting to know myself, and I have to inspire other people to bring this into their lives, because it's just been so amazing for me. So that is how I started on the path of becoming a meditation teacher. And now that's what I do. I inspire others. And I really try when I teach to make meditation really accessible to people. I use words that everybody understands. I do it in a really down-to-earth, fun way. We laugh in my classes when we're having interactive discussions before we meditate. And I just make it something that everyone can sort of grab hold to. And what I love about meditation is I say there really is something for everyone, because you can come to meditation from a very spiritual place, but you can also come to meditation from a really practical place. I work with patients in doctor's offices who need to deal with stress. I work with people who just want to lower their blood pressure. You can start meditating for all kinds of reasons. So, you know, there really is something for everyone. And that's one thing I truly love about it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's the cool thing. And, you know, in our society, a lot of us have kind of a ADD tendencies. Like, you know, we're very impulsive. Like, we try one thing and then we're on to the next. And meditation is so great, because there are literally so many different kinds. There's so many different types. And as you get more comfortable with it, you can even start to craft your own and kind of make your own meditation routines and what works for you. So you're always being stimulated, which I think sometimes is a common misbelief about meditation. Most people think you just are literally sitting. But it's actually something that you can create a lot of variety with.
Well, that's what I recommend. I teach a lot of different styles, and I recommend people trying a lot of different ways to meditate. So trying different breath work, and we can work on some of those tonight if you would like. Trying different breath work, trying loving kindness, gratitude. We're going to do an intention setting meditation tonight. So there's so many different things you can do. And then what I like to do you know, is it, I incorporate a lot of mantra, all different things. But what I do in the morning, when I always meditate first thing in the morning, and I sort of read my body and read my mind and sort of decide what I'm in the mood for that day. I don't do the same thing every single day. And I just sort of do what calls to me. And there are so many options. So you can even do it just based on how you feel that day when you wake up.
I love it. It's kind of like ordering breakfast. Like same thing.
Exactly.
What am I in the mood for this morning? Do I want the bacon meditation or do I want the smoothie? I don't know.
It's real. I like that.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. It's really cool. And one thing you mentioned too, which I wanted to highlight, you said that you felt like a different person, but then at the same time, you still feel like you felt like yourself. I always feel like people question that when they hear that sometimes, like they get their ego kind of pops up and they get nervous.
Yeah, I feel like myself the better, where I'm still me. Mm-hmm. I'm still Allie. Mm-hmm. But I am more authentic. I'm more confident. I think it just brought the best things out for me and in me, where my ego really got involved and I had a lot more fear before and a lot more insecurities. And now I feel like I'm just more sure of myself and who I am and what I want. And I'm not afraid to go after it, to face it, to admit it, because I am so much more self-aware. And I think you also, because you stillness with yourself, you're just in a better place with who you really are and what feels good to you. That's a whole nother thing that I always work on with people is, in my program, we call it the yums and the yucks. And it's really getting in touch with what feels yummy, what feels yucky, what decisions and experiences make you feel good and what doesn't, and listening to your body and getting out of your head when you feel confused and getting to know those signals of your body. And that was another benefit of meditation for me, is I feel like until I was 37 years old, I didn't even know I had an intuition. And now I can really make decisions that feel right for me because I am so much more in touch with that.
I love that. It's so now that you have that intuition, you can make decisions that feel more right to you. That's really good.
Yes.
But yeah,
for sure.
That shifts so much. It really does. Having that inner compass and having that awareness that you have a choice and you can direct yourself in a way that's going to be pleasing and, you know, self-satisfying and actually probably help the other people that are involved in that as well.
Exactly. Yeah. And that everybody can sort of benefit from that. I know I work with a lot of teens as well as adults. And the reason I'm passionate about working with that age group is because that time of my life was so difficult for me. I didn't have any tools to help me. I wished I had these tools when I was that age and young adult. And I mean, now I'm learning them as an adult, but I think things would have gone a lot smoother had I known how to be more self-aware and make good decisions for myself.
Yeah, no, for sure. But clearly that wasn't part of the past. So
that's right.
But
all in
yeah,
good time. It all happens as it should.
Exactly, exactly. And now you can relate that much more to the teens that you are working with because you can really give them what you know that you could have benefited from at that time. Beautiful. So, okay. So we're going to get into your tool soon, which I'm really excited about, and to kind of really see you in action and learn more about what it is that you do. Let's get into like the holiday frenzy. What are you noticing right now, like with your clients? What seems to come up when people get overwhelmed by the holidays? It's so crazy to me because we love the holidays, right? Like everyone's like, it's so joyous, it's so wonderful. But then behind the scenes, we're all like so stressed out and grouchy and irritated. Why do you think there is that kind of dynamic that's happening?
Well, I think as wonderful as the holidays are, they can create some pretty stressful situations for people. Things like family dynamics, time management, having so much to prepare, financial burdens. People feel pressure to spend more money than they're truly comfortable with. Overeating and not eating mindfully is a big thing for people, a big stressor. And I think sometimes losing sight of the meaning of the holidays and being, you know, not being in the present and, you know, stressing so much about it, but not really enjoying it. So those are the things that I have really talked to people about and learned that are the biggest stressors for people. And there's one tool that I love. Well, there's many tools that I love. but this one especially is helpful during the holidays. I do a lot of visualization with people. Do you ever do visualization? Have you ever practiced that?
I have. I really, when you get in them, they're really good.
Really good, because I feel like the more prepared you are for a situation, the easier it's going to be to handle it. Okay, so let's talk about family dynamics. All right, inevitably, there may be a relative that you have that always pushes your buttons, okay, that always says something that triggers you at the holidays. It could be a question like, still haven't lost that last 15 pounds, or still haven't met that special someone, or a comment about your kids, or anything that might trigger you. So you know that that's going to happen. So the best thing to do is to close your eyes and visualize that situation. Get yourself in that moment and imagine that they're saying it to you and feeling those feelings and acknowledging them and processing them, and then in your head reacting how you want to react. Are you going to let that person rile you up? Are you going to change the subject, give a smile, give a compliment, turn it around and ask them a question? You know, take a deep breath, exhale, and choose what you want to bring back into that moment. Are you going to bring stress and anxiety back in? Or are you going to bring joy and peace and calm back in? And answer in a way that you feel comfortable and confident, or change the subject, or just take control of that situation, because no one can have control over your reaction unless you give it to them. So if you maintain that control and practice it through visualization, it's almost going to be like a been there, done that. When you're in the moment, you're going to be so much more prepared. So I feel like that's a great tool to be using during the holidays. And this could go for eating, this could go for family dynamics, this could go for preparation, for imagining how you're going to buy presents. It could really work for any of these situations.
Yeah, that's a really great tip for around this time of year, because you're right. I think a lot of times we get really stressed out when we have too much to do, and we almost like we don't know where to start, and we don't know what's going to happen. And so if you can actually sit down and start to actually plan how it's going to go, you can start to feel more confident, right? Because you're like, all right, I'm in control of the situation. That makes so much sense. It's almost like, so I got this image of the movie Groundhog Day, like, you know, with Bill Murray, where he keeps reliving the same day over and over. And it's kind of the same thing. Like, he knows how the day is going to go. And he's kind of like, all right, knowing that I know how these situations are going to be, how do I choose to take control? How do I want it to go? And he had to try, clearly, like, hundreds of times. But he did. And then ultimately got the girl at the end, and we're all happy, la, la, la. But, yeah, it's kind of like that. It's like, okay, how can you use the tools that you already have, use your intuition, use, you know, situations that have happened before to as a guide to how you can take control going forward. That's really cool. I really like that.
Good. I think it really works well for people. And this is a great tool to practice during the holidays, but this is something you can use throughout the whole year, throughout your life. You know, visualize my classes before I teach them. I visualize meetings, talks that I give. I mean, anything I do, I really bring that visualization into it, and it just makes you feel much more prepared and confident.
Yeah, people can use it on job interviews, first dates, anything
date,
where there's a lot of nerve.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I like
a lot
that.
Of trigger.
Oh, that's really good. Okay, so I like that a lot. So I think that's a really helpful tool to help people out when they're getting overwhelmed by family, shopping, you know, how their dinner's going to go, all of that stuff. So that's something that, could really help people. So, okay, before we get into the break, because I want you to kind of, you know, show us a little bit more of what it is you do, can you give us like a couple, tips or things that we could try out right now for like, next few minutes before we go into break? Okay, cool.
Totally. Let's do it. Okay. So the best thing to remember anytime you feel triggered is to stop and breathe. Okay. It just, when you take some long, slow, deep breaths, you are resetting your nervous system. You are calming your whole body down. You are triggering the right pathways in your brain. You are really, really bringing yourself back to center. So that should be your first instinct anytime you feel triggered during the holidays or anytime. is always, I call it hitting the pause button. Hit the pause button on whatever you're doing and breathe. So let's try, you want to try a couple of breathing exercises?
Yeah.
That you can do in these times? Okay. So one of them that I love is, I call it sweet 16 breathing. And it's really easy to remember because it's four sets of four. So it adds up to 16. So what you're going to do is you're going to inhale for a count of four. You're going to hold your breath for a count of four. You're going to exhale for a count of four and hold it for a count of four. Okay, so you want to give it a shot?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk you through two rounds, okay? And then I'm going to allow time for one round on everyone to do on their own, okay?
Okay,
so I want you to take a nice, long, deep breath in for two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, exhale, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, inhale, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, exhale, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, and try one round on your own.
All right, did it.
How'd that feel?
Did you feel your shoulders kind of drop down
when you exhale?
Yeah, I would say I feel a lot lighter. This one definitely kind of got some of the weight off.
Good. And another thing I like to tell people is, I'm sort of, this is my new thing that I'm kind of introducing to everyone that I teach, is I call them traffic light mini meditations. So taking a time where you might ordinarily grab for your phone, scroll through your email, see what's going on, and not being mindful can really be a quick mindful time of day. So we drive a lot in Houston, so I always tell people to do it at traffic lights. And I noticed that I was doing it all the time. I mean, I'm practicing everything I teach too. And I noticed that whenever I was at a light, I was grabbing my phone. And anytime I looked over in a car next to me, they were on their phone too. And I thought, this is a perfect time to work some more mindfulness in and some breathing exercises. So you can do these breathing exercises at a traffic light. You can do them in an elevator. You can do them in line at a store when you're doing all that holiday shopping, instead of worrying about how slow the cashier is and how many items the person in front of you has, stop and do some breathing. So if you do that a couple times a day, you're really working more mindfulness in.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. You're absolutely right. You're showing that you do have time. You do have the 30 seconds that you're, you know, waiting in line that you're like, oh my goodness, like, blah, 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 like it's taking too long. It's like, no, actually, they're taking the perfect amount of time for me to get like my breath work in.
They're actually giving you a gift because you're having the time presented to you to be a little more mindful.
Yeah, you should thank them.
That's
give
gratitude, send love. Okay. So a great one that I love is matching your breaths. Okay. So everyone has a different length of time that's comfortable for them to take a breath in. So some people, it's a count of three or four or five. It really doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's comfortable for you. But whatever you, however many counts it takes you to breathe in on your inhale, you're going to match it on your exhale. So if it takes you 4 seconds to breathe in, it's going to take you 4 seconds to breathe out. Okay? So why don't we try that? And why don't I time... You want me to time like 30 seconds or 40 seconds?
Yeah.
Let's everyone
do 30
can practice
seconds.
It? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to time 30 seconds. So when I say go, actually I can ring my little bell. When I ring my little bell, you guys start matching your breath in and out with the inhale and exhale, and then I'll ring the bell again at 30 seconds. Okay?
Okay,
all
perfect.
Right.
Oh.
How did that feel?
Oh. God, it went by too quick. But I will say what I thought was good about that was two things. The first one is because I was just kind of focusing on the counting of my inhale in and the counting of my exhale out, it didn't give my mind room for the thoughts to kind of come in and out. A lot of times when I meditate, I want to judge the process, or I want to start thinking about my to-do list, or, you know, the mind wanders. And I felt like it kind of kept it more in line. And I also wasn't worried because, you know, you had told me it's going to be 30 seconds. Don't worry about time. You'll hear the bell. You'll know when it's time to stop. I didn't feel like anxious about how long I'm doing it for.
Okay, well, you brought up two amazing things that I'd love to just shed a little more light on. So I always recommend when you meditate, setting a timer, knowing exactly how much time you're going to meditate for, whether it be 5 minutes, 8, 10, 12, 20, whatever is comfortable for you, set that timer so that you aren't worried about how long it's going to be. Because you don't want to open your eyes and keep checking the clock, and it's just not a really relaxing, stress-free way to do it. So I always recommend setting a timer. And you want to stick with the time you set, okay? That's one of the five essential rules of meditation that I teach, is stick with it. Because when your meditation, when you feel a little bit triggered, or you feel like I'm ready for this to be over, or my mind's wandering, you might feel a little bit of stress arise in your body. And when you work through that stress by continuing with your meditation, it's a great way to practice working through stress in all areas of your life. So the more you do that, the more stamina you're going to have, the more able you're going to be to work through stressful situations, no matter what it is, even outside of your meditation. So I would definitely recommend getting a timer. There's a couple apps I really love. One is called Insight Timer, and one's Meditation Timer. And you pick your noise, and it's a wonderful sounding bell like that. So I definitely recommend that. And then I also recommend for sure having a focus for your meditation. So whether it's counting your breath, matching your breath, using a mantra. Mantra means instrument of the mind. So it is giving your mind something to do so that it doesn't go to story. Okay. So it doesn't go to your grocery list and the date you had last night. And like, is someone gonna, you know, like piss you off at your holiday meal? Okay. So it doesn't go to any of that. It stays focused on your breath or your mantra or whatever you chose to do that day. Now, the mind will inevitably wander because that's how we are wired. We're wired to think. The average person has a thought about every 2 seconds, which can be upwards of 50,000 thoughts a day. So it's perfectly normal that your mind may wander during meditation, but you always have a place to come back to. You always have your breath, or your mantra, or whatever your focus is for that day. You always have that to come back to. So it makes it for a much more successful meditation.
Yes. Good tips. I love that. And I never really actually understood what mantra meant. Like, I know what a mantra is in theory, but I love the instrument of the mind. That's really cool.
Right. It makes so much sense, right?
Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah. It's really cool. So I just
totally.
I like the way that you phrase that. Okay. So those were amazing. And as everyone that's listening can feel, how simple was that? That did not take up a lot of time, did not take up a lot of energy, and it's clearly something that everyone is capable of. And it was just so easy. And I'm assuming that everyone feels a little bit lighter or a little bit more just calm, or, you know, just at ease. I feel the shift in general. So I'm speaking for all of you when I say this.
Oh, good. And just a little more confidence in having a plan and knowing what to do when you have a minute or 10 minutes or however long you want to spend on mindfulness, you sort of have a plan.
Yeah, definitely. And you, when you can clear your mind like this, when you can get yourself in a more relaxed space, then it's a lot easier to cut through the things that are bothering you, that are troubling you. It's a lot easier to find a solution to a problem when you're in a calm space than when you're in a frenzy space, because you want to, you know, we only can match the energy. So if you're feeling calm, then you'll match the situation with calm. But if you're feeling frenzy, you're just going to keep that frenzy going and you're going to exhaust yourself.
And I love this saying, what you put your attention on thrives. So if you put your attention on the stress, it's going to grow. If you put your attention on the calm, then that's going to thrive and grow. So it's up to you sort of how you want to handle it and where you want to put your attention. And when you think about it like that, it really makes sense. Like, oh, okay, I know what I need to do, and I'm going to do it.
Yes. Oh, my goodness, so true. What you put your attention on thrives. Love it. Okay, So we're going to take a really, really quick break so we can promote some of our other shows. And then we're going to be right back and keep going. This is so much fun. I love it. Okay, so those of you that are listening, you're listening to the Life Coach Radio Network here on Blog Talk Radio. So Life Coach Radio Network, you're listening to this channel now. We also have two other stations, the Life Coach Chat channel and the Life Coach International channel. And we have a span of almost 40 coaches throughout the three channels to provide you with just different topics like the one you're hearing tonight. We have coaches that deal with career, other coaches that deal with stress management, adoption, you name it. We have so many different spectrum of shows for you to listen to. And so if you go to our website, www.lifecoachradionetworks, that's plural, lifecoachradionetworks.com, you can go on and find out more about our hosts. You can find out more about our different channels. And the great thing is, too, is if you're not able to listen to one of our shows live, then they are all available as an archived show. So basically, on our website, you can find all the archived listings. We're on iTunes under Life Coach Radio Network, so you can listen that way as well. A couple of our upcoming shows that we have on Friday, December 12th at 11 a.m. Central Time, which would be noon. No, it would be 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Life Coach Radio Network is Reclaiming Space, How to Incorporate Self-Care into Your Everyday Life. In our busy world, many people often spend all of their time taking care of others and putting their own needs last. Are you one of them? If so, you don't want to miss this episode. In this episode, Tracy interviews transformational wellness coach and yoga teacher Amy McDonald. Amy will show us how we can start incorporating self-care into our everyday lives, even if it seems like there isn't time for one more thing. So that's next Friday at 11 a.m. Central Time. Another upcoming show is The Universe Talks with Life Coach Monica Ortiz on Monday, December 5th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And during the show, they're going to talk about the idea of, do you beat yourself up for past mistakes, or are you unable to break free of a destructive pattern? Come on now. If you want to learn how to stop, you got to join this show and learn how you can press the reset button. So that show is going to be next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time here on the Life Coach Radio Network. And if you're interested in joining the network, if you're a coach or nutritionist or in the wellness field and you want to have your own show, we'd love to have you. You can go to the website again, lifecoachradionetworks.com, click on the Want to Be a Host page, and you'll probably wind up talking to me about being a host on air. I deal with the recruitments and just interviewing people as they come in. I forgot to give a plug at the start of the show for Audible. They're our sponsor. Audible.com, if you go to their website, audible.com/Life Coach Radio, you can get a free month trial of Audible services. It's a great resource for audiobooks. So whether you're in the car, whether you're walking and you're on the go, whether you're cleaning and you want to listen to a book or some other kind of resource, I totally recommend it. There's such a huge library, so check that out too. Okay, those are my plugs. Again, you can always just go to lifecoachradionetworks.com. And then we're going to go back to the show with Allie. She has been so amazing, just giving us such easy, light ways to incorporate meditation into your daily life, especially now during the holidays when things are a little bit more chaotic, but clearly you can use them in other situations and going forward. And she does it in such a fun way. Like the first meditation we learned, she calls it Sweet 16, and our traffic light meditations or the phone grab moments. I think those are just like so cute and like so cool, and it makes us remember them. It makes us want to do them. It sticks. So I think that's really great. And if you have any questions, I see we have a few callers on the line. If you want to talk to us, you have to hit 1 to let me know that you want to talk. Otherwise, you can keep listening and doing your thing. We love you. Again, the number is 646-716-9397, and hit 1 to let us know you want to talk. All right, Allie, you're back on with us.
Hi there.
Hi. Welcome back. So, okay. So I loved the little mini meditations that you led us through. And I know that we were going to do a bigger one for intention setting. And does it make sense for us to get into that now?
Sure. We can just dive right in. I'm contemplating on whether we should do questions first and end with the meditation, or it doesn't really matter. It's up to you.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? That could be good. So we kind of do everything a little backwards. Like we'll do everything and then just kind of take the last. How long will the meditation be?
Why don't we save like 5 or 7 minutes at the end?
Okay, perfect. All right, so we'll do that. And then we'll just kind of end out the show on this like beautiful, soft note.
I just feel like people might not want to dive into a question after they've done the meditation, so it might be better.
I like it. I like the way you're thinking. That's why you're the meditation guru. I had the people on, but everyone seems a little shy on the line. So they want to have a question, you guys can hit one. Otherwise, you can keep chilling. We love that you're listening. One question that I had was, well, first of all, I want people to know how to get in touch with you because I know that you Skype and things of that nature. But how can people start to get more into a community of doing this or hold themselves accountable? I think some of the things that you gave were great little quickie things that they can do. But for the people that are more interested in making this part of their daily practice, what do you recommend?
Well, the key to having a successful meditation practice is willingness. Okay. I kind of think about it like this. If you want to eat healthy, you will. If you want to exercise, you will. If you want to meditate, you will. This is not something that anyone can do for you or take responsibility for you. The desire has to come from within. So really prioritizing it in your life is going to mean that you'll have a successful practice. So I recommend choosing a consistent time of day to meditate because you have a better chance of doing it every day if you have a consistent time. And I also recommend, if it works in your schedule, to do it first thing in the morning. And the reason I like this, especially while building a practice, is because if you do it right when you wake up, and there's a saying called RPM, rise, pee, meditate, so it's the very first thing you do after you get out of bed, is it's going to get done. Whereas if you don't do it in the morning and your time that you think you're going to do it at lunch and then you end up not doing it at lunch and then I'm going to do it when I get home and then something comes up, it just sort of gets pushed aside and then it becomes a stress and it becomes something else on your shoulders. And that defeats the purpose of meditation, is just to stress about when you're actually going to meditate. So I love having people getting on a routine of first thing in the morning. And truly, it's hard to wake up at 6:15. It's not any harder to wake up at 6, okay? It really isn't. So if you can just wake up 10 or 15 minutes earlier, and I like to frame it like this. I'm all about reframing. So I talk to students, I say, if someone told you that there is going to be a present waiting for you every single morning, if you got up 15 minutes earlier, would you get up? And everyone, of course, would. I would. I love presents. I'd love to wake up to a present every morning. But what I tell people is there is a present waiting for you every morning if you wake up 15 minutes earlier. It's a gift you're giving to yourself, okay? You're giving yourself the gift of starting your day from a centered, full, grounded place. You're prioritizing yourself. You're telling yourself you're important enough and special enough for this time that is solely focused on you. And you can actually think about it like a holiday gift to yourself. This is your holiday gift to yourself, is committing those few minutes a day to meditate. And you can even think of it just as breathing. Just breathe for 5 or 10 minutes. Do one of these exercises. Contact me and I can lead you through many more exercises so you have a variety of tools. But it's all about how you think of it. If you think of it as a chore, it's going to be a bummer to do. If you think about it as a gift you're giving to yourself, it's going to be a pleasure. So it's all about how you think about it.
Yeah. Oh, I love the way you put perspectives on things. It's just so much fun. It really is. I do. I'm getting like it's like you're a Disney character, like whistle while you work kind of thing going on.
No, that's cute. Well, it's true. It's all in your perspective. And, you know, if you make it positive and exciting for yourself, it's going to feel that way, right? Again, where you put your attention thrives. So if you, you know, if you think about it in those terms, then you can't wait to get out of bed to meditate. And then once you see the results you're going to get, body, mind, and spirit, what's going to come into your life, nothing is more motivating than what actually happens to you with a consistent practice.
I agree. Yeah. And I think that's so true. And that's like any routine or any practice that we get to get into, whether it be weight loss, like healthy eating, or learning a new skill, whatever, when you start to see it kind of become fine-tuned, more familiar, and you actually start to see the benefits, that's when it gets like you start to get into the meat of it, and it gets really exciting and really fun.
Totally. Yep.
I love it. And I'm glad that you said do first thing in the morning, because you're right. It's, you know, the day, our intentions change, things change. One thing that I used to do, and I just had like a flashback of it, when I first got into meditation, I was living in Philadelphia at the time, and I was working at a law firm. And I think when I had learned, I started learning in like April, so the weather had become nicer. And so what I would do is I would go outside, there was a park outside my office, and during my lunch break, I would put on my headphones, I wouldn't play any music, and then I'd put on my sunglasses, and I would just sit there, and I would sit there for, you know, I'd set the timer on my phone, and
That's
I would just
awesome.
Sit and literally meditate for, you know, 15 minutes maybe. I think that was all I felt capable of doing at the time, and I don't think anyone knew any better, and if they did, you know, whatever, but like you can kind of find little ways to like fit it in or be
totally
about it.
So, oh my God, I'm visualizing that right now. I love it. I love it. Actually, I have another trick that is amazing for all the time, but especially would be really helpful during the holidays that I thought I would share. I think we have time for that. Okay. So it's called expanding time. Okay. It's called expanding time. And I learned about this from my spiritual life counselor. I do Reiki with her and all sorts of things, and I love her. And she taught me this, and I think I was like feeling really overwhelmed about something, and she's like, "Well, let me tell you how to expand time." And I was like, "Oh, I can use that." So what you do is, if you're in a moment where you're running late or you're looking at your to-do list and you're overwhelmed and you think there's no way you're going to get it in and how's this going to work, holiday shopping, preparing meals, you know, whatever you feel a little bit stressed and overwhelmed by, you can expand time. So what you do is you say with intention, "I expand time, I expand time, I expand time." And then you surrender to the universe and you just see what happens. Okay. Something usually will work out. I can't guarantee it, but every time I have done this, something has worked out. So I'll give you like a quick example. I was taking my kids to a baseball lesson and we were stuck in major, major traffic, and the lesson was only 30 minutes and you have to pay for it no matter what. It's one of those things. And so we were basically going to miss the whole lesson. And I was sitting in the car and I was like, "I am not going to get stressed." I started doing my breathing exercises and I was like, "Oh my God, what am I going to do?" And she had just taught me about expanding time that morning. And I was like, "Oh wait, I know what to do. I'm going to expand time." So I very calmly set the intention and said, "I expand time, I expand time." So we get to the lesson, there's 5 minutes left. I'm like, "Oh God, whatever." So we go in and I apologize and I say, "I'm really sorry. We got stuck in traffic." And the teacher says, "Oh, don't worry. The person that was coming in after you just canceled, so you can have their time." So that was my first experience with expanding time. And I'm telling you, I have many more stories like that, but that's a really good one for during the holidays.
Oh,
when
that's
you feel
amazing.
Really stressed for time.
Yeah, that's a nugget. So everyone write this down. I expand time and then surrender and see what happens. And let us know too. Try this out, you know, in the coming weeks, and reach out to myself, reach out to Allie, and tell us your examples, because we love hearing, you know, what happens as a result.
It's really fun. It has worked for me a bunch of times. So I think it'll come in handy for everybody listening.
Very cool. I really like that one. Awesome. Okay. So before we get into the final meditation with you, I'd love for you to just share a little bit more about what it is you do, like how people can get in contact with you and how that process works.
Okay, great. I have a website called atozenmeditation.com. So there is a contact form on there where someone can contact me. I teach private lessons, group lessons. I can teach via webinar, phone, FaceTime, Skype, whatever's convenient for anybody. And then, as I said, I work with adults and teens. And I have a Facebook page, A to Zen Meditation. and Instagram and Twitter and all those good things. I think my Instagram and Twitter is alleycat76.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very accessible and easy to get a hold of. And meditation is my favorite thing to talk about. So if anyone ever just has any questions, feel free to get in touch with me.
Yes. Yeah. And it's true. Like everyone, like she is the meditation guru. Like you are such a wealth of knowledge when it comes to this. And you do it in such a relatable way, and you do it in a fun way, and you do it in a way that people can just be like, okay, like I can do this. I don't have to be, you know, like sometimes we get these images of, you know, monks on their robes up in the mountains, humming and chanting and levitating. And it's like, no. This is actually something as simple as learning to work with your breath in a new way in your schedule on your time, and just learning how to factor it in. And you're really able to meet people where they're at and make it mainstream and really just kind of help the masses in that way.
Well, I like to say, I like to promote the term everyday spiritual, because I live a very everyday life. I drive carpool, I cook dinner. I mean, I have two young kids, I'm walking my dogs. But I do infuse spirituality into everything that I do. And so you can, by doing these exercises, by taking time to sit in stillness, by, you know, taking time for yourself and slowing down and being mindful and present, you really can infuse a little bit of spirituality into an everyday life. And I think that is important for people to realize. None of us really have the time to sit on a mountaintop or just stare at the sunset for hours. You know, every day. And it's just, we need to find the ways to make it accessible and make it something that we can infuse into our lives. So relatable is my number one goal. So if that is the word you use to describe me, I'm the happiest person ever.
Woohoo! Yes, it is. It is. So amazing. Okay. So let's get into this meditation. I've been like waiting for this all day, I feel like. So I'm very excited.
Okay, good. Well, this is a very different kind of meditation. Meditations can be preventative or prescriptive. Okay, so preventative would be like your daily mindfulness meditation that's keeping you in a grounded, centered place. Prescriptive meditation would be something like this, where you're thinking, you're asking your questions, more loving kindness or gratitude, or, you know, things where you're not just sitting in stillness, but you are thinking a little bit. So this is probably different than, you know, what you may have done before, but I think you're really going to enjoy it. Okay, so I want everyone to just start by taking some nice, long, slow, deep breaths in and out of your nose. Sit in an erect posture with your back straight, not uncomfortably rigid, but just aligning your spine, letting your breath move through you, letting your energy move through you. You can put a very slight tilt in your neck just so you're really aligning your spine. And just continue with some long, slow, deep, nourishing breaths. This is our time to exhale and release whatever is no longer serving us. It's our time to let go of any drama, stress, or anxiety that we feel in relation to life and the upcoming holiday season. With our breath, we can connect to our calm center and realize that this is a place we can come to any time that we need to. It's always here for us throughout the holidays and always throughout our lives. So first, let's relax our body from head to toe, feeling your scalp let go and release. Feeling your forehead let go, your eyes, your eyebrows, your cheeks, your mouth, your jaw, where we often store a lot of tension. Feel your neck relax. As you exhale, you can feel your shoulders drop away from your ears. Really release and let go. Feel your chest relax, your upper back, your lower back, and your belly is nice and soft. Feel your right leg relax from hip to toe, and then your left. And now I want you to put your attention on your breath. Start by noticing the way your belly expands as you inhale and contracts as you exhale. Just concentrate on that inhale and that exhale, and that expansion and contraction. And know that distractions are natural and normal, and if your mind wanders, just go back to that inhale and exhale and that expansion and contraction. And now I want you to shift your focus to the pauses between each breath. You may not have even noticed that they were there before, but rest your attention on that pause after you exhale before you take in another inhale. And again, if you feel distracted, just come back to focusing on that pause between your breaths. And now I want to take this opportunity to shift your attention to the upcoming holidays and set some intentions. What do you have the intention to let go of this holiday season? It may be the pressure to spend more money than you're comfortable with, or mindlessly eating at holiday gatherings, or even feeling responsible for everyone else during this time. There's no right or wrong thing to choose here. What you need to let go of is very personal. And as you breathe out, I want you to set the intention to release whatever needs to dissipate from your holiday time and just let it go. Let it go on that exhale. And on the inhale, I want you to gather all the feelings associated with this worry. And on the exhale, let them go. Sit with this for a minute and continue to gather the feelings associated with this worry on the inhale. And on the exhale, releasing it. Releasing the emotions surrounding this issue and all the stress that goes with it. Feel it leaving your body. And now let your awareness of this issue go, because we have released what no longer serves us there. And now I want you to think about what you want to manifest this holiday season. And we're going to set an intention to do just that. Maybe it is expanding time so that you don't feel pulled in a million directions. Maybe it's making better choices at holiday meals. Maybe it's letting comments that would ordinarily trigger you roll off your back. Maybe it's connecting to the spiritual aspects of the holiday. Maybe it's setting the intention to take time for yourself during the season and to sit in stillness. Personal, and there's no right or wrong intention. You don't have to report it to anyone when we're finished. As you inhale, I want you to gather all your thoughts about this intention and what it means to you all the way to your core. Gather that from everywhere in your body. And on the exhale, I want you to send this intention into every cell of your body. Feel it travel around until it's incorporated into your being. So on the inhale, gather all your thoughts about this intention and what it means to you. And on the exhale, send this intention to every cell of your body, like it's becoming a part of you. Now I want you to take just a moment to visualize this intention playing out. Imagine a situation that has bothered you in the past during the holiday season. And in your mind, see how you handle it differently using your intention. Be in that moment. What do you hear? What do you smell? What do you feel? Is there anything you taste? How do you feel doing this? Do you feel empowered? Do you feel like a priority in your own life and experience? Do you feel loved? Make a promise to yourself right now to maintain this intention during this season of joy. Make it part of your experience and enjoy the holiday to the fullest extent. And now I want you to bring yourself back to the present moment. Take a few more long, slow, deep breaths. And just sit in stillness for another moment and solidify this intention. This is a wonderful time to say a prayer or an affirmation or just enjoy another moment of quiet. Whenever you feel ready, you can open your eyes.
Oh, that was wonderful, Allie.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, I feel good. Definitely, yes. Definitely, I really like how, I just liked it. I'm not even going to try to dissect it. I'm just going
to
say that I
ready
enjoyed
to
it. And
tackle the holidays.
Exactly. I have more clarity and more just know-how and calmness to move ahead. And who doesn't want that, right?
Exactly. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And thank you so much for having me.
Oh, of course. It was a pleasure to have you. I know we had been talking about it for a while. And so I'm just so glad that it was tonight. And, you know, as we talk about, things always align when they're supposed to. And we're always given what we need when we need it most. And I truly feel like that's how tonight was.
It was wonderful. Thank you. And I hope you have a great holiday season. And everyone that's listening, I wish you just love and presents and magic and lots of fun and enjoyment.
Yeah. Oh, love it. So, and same to you. I'm so excited for this upcoming holiday season for you and what's to come in 2015.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we will talk soon and have a beautiful night. And thank you again so much, Allie.
You too. Okay, good night.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye, Allie. All right, well, she officially wins for getting me the most zenned out from any guest that we've had thus far, so that's a first. So with that, I'm going to leave everyone kind of on this note. Again, my name is Danielle Mercurio. You can find out more about what I do at newyoucitycoaching.com, or you can send me an email at danielle@daniellemercurio.com. Until next time, our next show is going to be Tuesday, December 16th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Just keep dreaming and stay open to the possibilities and have a beautiful, gorgeous, magical holiday season. Bye, everyone.